Exclusive, Stefanik, Cawthorn support appointing special counsel on Biden family China ties. By Wendell Hasebo on February 2, 2022. At least two high-profile House Republicans are joining the push for Attorney General Merrick Garland to appoint a Justice Department special counsel to investigate Democrat President Joe Biden's family's business ties to the Chinese Communist Party, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. House GOP Conference Chairwoman Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC, both confirmed to Breitbart News on Wednesday they support the growing calls for such a special counsel appointment. Their statements come after the New York Post's editorial board on Wednesday announced support for a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's and the Biden family's Chinese business dealings, and after Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, did so earlier this week in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. The Bidens have lied about their illegal and unethical conflicts of interest for too long. The evidence of Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings, particularly with Communist China, his shady involvement in international affairs and art scandal is mounting. But still the Attorney General shamefully has not called for a special counsel, Stefanik told Breitbart News. Make no mistake. This is a problem for Joe Biden and the whole Biden family, and they have been in hiding for too long. They must provide full transparency to the American people, the third-ranking GOP House member continued. Cawthorn told Breitbart News he is in favor of public investigation into Hunter after a 2018 investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware slowed during the 2020 presidential election. Just imagine how the left-wing legacy media would be losing their collective minds if one of President Trump's sons had engaged in one-tenth of the corruption Hunter Biden has, Cawthorn told Breitbart News. We should absolutely have a special counsel investigate Hunter Biden. The New York Post stood up to censorship, slander, and abuse for simply reporting the Hunter Biden laptop story. Cawthorn added in reference to former Post deputy politics editor and now Breitbart News politics editor Emma Jo Morris's reporting that first broke the laptop from hell story during the 2020 presidential election. Morris's reporting on Hunter's laptop from hell drove an awakening about just how protected President Biden's son is from public inquiry, especially while the Biden administration controls Washington, D.C. The Post's Wednesday opinion piece slammed President Biden's attorney general, Merrick Garland, for not naming a special counsel to investigate Hunter, who seems to be the most protected man in America. It's past time for Garland to explain why he hasn't named a special counsel. This idea has been batted around at least since Hunter's smelly art sale surfaced. And the drip of damning news has only continued. A former business partner cooperating completely with the feds. Congressional allegations that the Secret Service improperly redacted records relating to Hunter's travels. News that Hunter's bank records on his dealings with the Bank of China were subpoenaed in May 2019. That is, the feds have been looking at Hunter since the Obama administration. Given all this, Biden should have put the probe under impartial supervision long ago. In between, justice has managed to fully investigate. For example, everything about then-President Donald Trump's supposed collusion with Russia, albeit via special counsel. The Post statement follows reporting by Breitbart News that revealed a 2019 document from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The document indicated the IRS subpoenaed J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for financial records of Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, their associates Devin Archer and Eric Schwerin, and a number of business entities with which they were involved as an integral part of a criminal investigation into Hunter. Breitbart News's reporting on the IRS investigation into Hunter comes as Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, dropped bombshell reporting about the Biden family's potentially criminal activities. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.